Operating a medical technology firm and a daycare might seem incongruous, but not so for FHC, based in the town of Bowdoin. For more than a decade, the company's founder, Frederick Hare, says he realized about a decade ago that employees needed dependable childcare, so he opened one in-house. He spoke with Irwin about his decision and about the center.
Well, there weren't many close by, and it seemed like the most convenient thing to do. We had space. Our business is actually in a school that had been closed, so we had maybe it was in the air or something there that we thought about childcare.
One of the issues we hear about while reporting for this series is the cost of childcare. How do you keep that manageable for your employees?
Well, that's a real struggle. Even in rural areas of Maine, it's very expensive. And I guess you can say you really can't control the costs. I mean, you can try to minimize them, but it's also a challenge to offer programs that do more than just warehouse kids.
You don't mind my asking, how much did all of that cost your company to implement?
We were too dumb to know how much it was really going to cost us from some of the other costs associated with it. And so that's how you get into things and then decide it's worth it.
We have also heard that it's difficult to attract qualified childcare providers. What did you find as you were staffing this childcare center?
Well, we were very fortunate. We were lucky to have someone that had some experience in helping to evaluate people that were really truly interested in stimulating the children while they were in their care. We did want to have a daycare that was open, not just when schools were open, but when schools closed for vacation, like over holidays and vacation times and summers, because that creates another problem, even if there is a daycare that's consistent with just the school.
Has it changed over the years?
We started off thinking we only had to look after the children of our people that worked for us. And at that point, we only had a need for 6 or 7 kids. But as things changed, and also we became aware that we really wanted to offer programs like music and exercise, and so we needed more people. So we had allowed one neighbor to bring her child over, and so we had the idea of expanding. So now we are registered to have up to 49 children.
I'm just curious, have you talked to other businesses about this, about what you've done, about the issues they may be having regarding childcare?
Honestly, the trend is to go the opposite direction. A lot of people are getting out of the daycare business, and a lot of companies that could afford it aren't. It is a problem, both from a liability issues and then tax issues. I'd have to say that I saw this as an opportunity maybe to let people know it's worth it. But in general, the easy way out is not to do it. So.
Well, it kind of leads me to one of my last questions, which is, you know, what policies could government be pursuing that would make it easier for you to continue to provide this service and for other businesses to provide those child care needs?
I would say the biggest thing they could do was recognize that the business benefits from this and to make programs available to start the support for raising children before kindergarten. There are companies that could do this if they had a little support.
Do you see a difference in employees who know that their kids are nearby and taken care of?
Absolutely, but I think that's would be expected. But what I see more as much of that is how much our other employees enjoy having the kids in the school. We have graduation for kids when they move from kindergarten to preschool and things like that, and that we find that our people like to go down and see that. What surprised me most was there isn't any resentment within our company for providing that service.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it's just fun sometimes to just go down and watch the kids play.
Absolutely. It's a great tonic. They always seem to have a smile.
That's FHC founder Frederick Hare on his company's child care center. And you can find Maine Public's Child Care Deep Dive at mainepublic.org/childcare. Maine Public's Deep Dive Child Care in Maine is made possible in part by the John T. Gorman Foundation and United Way's Women United.